Hi, Miss No Diva.
Stanette, a former Miss Aloha Hula, still radiates warmth and charisma from her bedside. She's now an amputee and is one of many disabled and elderly persons who rely on a daily delivery from Meals on Wheels. Fridays usually mean a fish entree, but today Stanette is pleasantly surprised to see roast pork, mashed potatoes, and green beans. The meal also includes a green salad, fresh fruit, and a carton of juice.
I am totally blessed, and you know, my family works. There's no one around it during the period of lunchtime. So this really, really helps.
Okay, today is roast pork.
Stanette says she doesn't know what she would do without Meals on Wheels.
I can't even imagine that. I was thinking, what would I do? Deliver. But you know, only lasts so long, right? Yeah, that's a scary thought. Thank you so much. I appreciate their services. It'll be a sad day if something happens to them.
The existence of Meals on Wheels is not at risk. The $78,000 in federal funding the group receives is less than 10% of its budget. But Executive Director Claire Shimabukuro is worried about broader economic impacts of the so-called sequestration.
We have donors who are federal workers, and so donations decrease. And as the economy gets worse and worse, there's less foundation money. Different nonprofit organizations are all fighting for it. A piece of the shrinking pie, and so every organization will suffer, whether directly or indirectly.
Shirley Morgado volunteers with Hawaii Meals on Wheels. She's driven her Manoa route every Wednesday for the past 7 years.
Okay, now we're going to see Mrs. Saracusa. Sometimes she takes a walk from her door.
Morgado, sporting a bright pink Meals on Wheels shirt, carries the hot meal to the door in a tray. Today's special treat, chocolate cake.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a nice day now.
You too. You have a nice day.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Lock the door now.
Next on Morgado's route is Herman. His daughter, Esther, meets us as we pull into the driveway.
My dad's in daycare today, but he'll get his meal for dinner. And so, you know, it frees me up because I work at home, so I don't have to cook. And then he doesn't complain because it's coming from you. Like, if I cook for him, he doesn't like anything healthy, you know, that
yeah.
I make. And, you know, he try to low salt it, but he'll eat this because,
yeah.
you know, a responsible person.
Shimabukuro says Meals on Wheels is more than just delivering food. It's a community resource we can't afford to cut.
We need to face the grim reality of what this would mean. Our everyday people, they could be your parent or your next-door neighbor, and they're people like you and me. And the food's something pretty basic. We'll see what happens with sequestration, but really, there's no option for not having money for food.
Hawaii Meals on Wheels currently serves more than 350 hot meals every weekday. They have 46 routes on Oahu, with two more expected to begin this year. Molly Solomon for HPR News.